Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex on NPR Radio. That's Neighborhood Public Radio, and you can find it at conceptualart.org/NPR. This is Violet Blue. I'm doing what is usually my typical podcast, Open Source Sex, live and on the air, and we are streaming, and we are doing all sorts of naughty things. And today I have a very, very, very special guest on the air with me, and I am just so excited to have him again, because I wanted to have him once, and now I'm having him again, and it's like the most exciting thing ever. So, and this is exactly 1 year later, Michael Soldier.
Oh my God, is it really 1 year already, Violet?
You know what's really funny is that I was listening to the last show that we did, almost to the day 1 year ago. It was, the date of the show was April 13th.
Wow.
And so, I know, it's just amazing. So, because I was joking, like, really, it's Michael Soldier 1 year later. You know, but it actually is you 1 year later, and when you were on the show last, we talked about your Golden Globes, and we talked about, what else did we talk about? We talked about, we talked about how you save your load for days and days before you do a porn scene, and we talked about, we just talked about all kinds of really great things, and when you were on the show, also, it was right before 24 Hours on Craigslist came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was, it was going to be in the theater that weekend or something.
Oh, that's
like
so
that.
Cool.
Yeah, totally, totally, because you have gone on to do even more film.
Yeah, well, that was a really
not
fun one.
Not involving your load. Massive load.
You know, that's behind the scenes action, I guess.
What do you mean?
No, Violet. the 24 Hours on Craigslist thing came out really great, and
yeah,
the film's doing really well. They're trucking it all over the country and in Europe, a couple of film festivals and stuff too.
Cool. Yeah,
and it's gotten a great response.
It has.
And I'm in it a lot.
I haven't seen it.
Oh my God, it's really good. I really loved it.
It's gotten like huge critical acclaim, and it's also really timely too, because Craigslist is like dealing with lawsuits and stuff right now about like unfair housing ads, so it's just kind of like let's not talk about the unfair escort ads, discriminatory escort ads or anything.
Yep.
So,
we won't talk about them.
Exactly. So what I want to know is, because I've also been cyber stalking you a little bit. First
Good.
Of all, you still have MichaelSoldier.com, which
yeah.
I want to know, what is up with MichaelSoldier.com?
It's going to be revamped completely.
Okay.
I was in the process of doing that when I got some other work, which we'll end up talking about
in
a bit.
Okay, cool. But I do notice that there are still some really nice pictures of you up there with your big, huge, hard, erect cock.
Oh, God.
And there's also all kinds of information about your massage service. And my favorite quote is, "You'll be glad you came." Did you write that?
Of course I wrote it.
Oh,
writing the copy
awesome.
For my massage ads is one of my favorite things to do.
That is so awesomely campy.
You know, the marketing thing. I'm like, please, my name is Soldier.
I know.
And that's sort of my real name, too, you know. I think we talked about that last time.
We did, actually, a little bit, just for a second. And you're also still with Pepper Spray, which can be found at pepperspray.com.
Pepper Spray has been revamped in the last year or so. We've really
facelifts?
Refocused. Noelle, I'm out of drag in the band now.
What?
Yes.
You're
and
a boy now?
They finally realized that I was more valuable to them as a man than I was as a lesbian superhero.
Oh, does that hurt you?
Not at all.
Really?
No, I was really excited to be in a band that actually got so much attention and had such, you know, high camp party value.
Yeah, but, you like opened for Cher and shit.
But now I don't have to sing like in my highest nasal voice. I can actually sing in my man voice, which is a lot more fun. I might still do backups in the boy voice. But me and Jordan Lamour are the front people now. So now it's even more subversive because we're sort of this pseudo hetero couple.
Really?
And she's like a blonde ice goddess with gorgeous blue eyes, and she looks so pretty. And,
I'm
giving the man face.
Wow, that's amazing.
So yeah, I get to play like, you know, real rock star.
So instead of putting water balloons in like three bras strapped to your chest, are you putting water balloons in your pants?
No water balloons. No. No, I'll do a sock if I need to.
Oh my God. Tips from the professionals, people. Take notes. I also understand that you are in a feature film or something, or you're going to be in a film.
A couple months ago, I just...
And not a porn feature film.
No, it's actually a movie. But of course, it's campy as fucking hell. It's called The Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror.
Oh my God, that's
it's a
so
high
awesome.
Camp horror film.
Really?
Gore fest and really, really funny, and
I love
it's
horror
brilliant.
Movies.
It's brilliant.
Are there zombies?
Yeah, people turn into, well, they're sort of zombies. It's even better than that. They're Christian Republican right wing zombies.
Oh no.
That's the main protagonist is this mother who runs the bed and breakfast, which is actually a trap for all the gays. She's trying to marry off gays to her her daughter who has abominable lesbian tendencies.
Oh my God.
And so she's always luring the fags there to try and marry them off and save their souls. If it doesn't work out, she flies into a murderous rage and she kills people.
Wow, what
and
a
then
great
also,
idea.
Let's get this one. Then there's also her son is this kid Manfred, who's half maggot because he's the progeny of her being gangbanged at the Republican National Convention by 100 fat Rush Limbaugh types.
Ew, gross.
So he comes out half maggot, and this kid is always like running around murdering people too.
Oh my god. Yeah. Wow, it's all that fine breeding.
Yes.
All that fine breeding.
It's her version of a Christ child. She doesn't know who the father is.
Oh god,
I know, right?
Awesome.
It's great.
Who wrote it? What a
great cast!
Fucking great.
This
setup.
Guy James Thompson, who did an indie feature, like a short film that won a bunch of awards last year, and so he got backing an actual full length feature, and so it was a brilliant cast, so much fun.
Oh, that's great!
It's kind of like a horror movie gone John Waters, which is perfect
excellent.
For my temperament.
It is for you, and we absolutely need more of those.
Yeah,
we really do.
You know, if I'm not doing the classics or porn, I want to do something really, really funny.
Really funny and fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so awesome. So is it all like local actors or and
well you know most people who are working actors are in LA. I just happen to be still working even though I don't live there.
Wow.
So pretty much everyone was from LA.
Really?
And we were staying in this bed and breakfast.
So it's not really a local production.
No, it's a movie.
Wow. Cool.
It's a movie. It'll hit the festival circuit in the fall. They'll be submitting it for Sundance and everything else on down. But they'll start with the big ones and see if it gets picked up. You never know.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. That is so super cool.
Yeah, it was really, really fun.
Wow. That's great too, because I know that you've been really sort of like stretching our wings, as they say. Like you did a play recently that I also missed. What was that?
The House of Blue Leaves. It's by John Guare, who wrote 6 Degrees of Separation.
Oh wow.
Did at the Actors Theater in San Francisco.
Wow, that is so awesome. Did you have like a principal role in that?
Yeah, I was the lead, and I actually played a straight guy with a wife and a mistress and a son.
You did?
And I got to sing in the same show.
Really?
It was hot.
Wow.
It was hot. Yeah.
Wow. Was that?
It's the part John Mahoney played on Broadway, and Susie Kurtz and Stockard Channing were, I think both of them won Tonys for that.
Wow, that's amazing. Was that really hard for you to do? Like, because you've been doing porn for years and years and years. Like, was it hard for you to make that kind of a transition to not showing your bits?
I think... No,
that
because
like an ignorant question, but not at all. It's like a really different genre.
Well, the thing is, I always approach the porn as if it was just a regular movie where somebody got fucked, and I went in there even if they didn't give me a script
your
or a character.
Are so entertaining.
I have some sort of a character in my head. I don't want it to be all about me. I want to be able to like sort of inhabit a scene and a moment and be able to give myself up entirely to the concept that, you know, if we're trapped somewhere in a, you know, and there's been a power outage and that's why
and
everyone's fucking.
You have
fucking
to pay for that pizza somehow.
Yes. You know, I've never actually been in that position of having to pay for the pizza with my ass, but but it's fun to think about it.
Those are the fantasies I have about you.
Well, you know, that's why I put
it's like your porn movies.
That's why I do the porn.
So I can. Yeah. Oh, it's a speeding ticket. No, not Cops Gone Bad. No.
Yeah, like as if I jog.
Yeah, right.
Totally. Cops Gone Bad. They get arrested for trespassing jogging. As if I trespass. As if I jog. But, you know, it's fun to get fucked by somebody pretending to be a cop in that situation.
That's true. And you give it up oh so well, Michael.
Thanks, darling. That's still my favorite scene.
Is it still?
Oh, totally.
Have you been doing porn since I interviewed you last?
The last one I did was for Falcon has rebranded their Mustang line, and it's actually pretty damn hot. I really like it. Well,
Falcon doesn't always do it for me, because those boys are always so clean and shaved.
And that's a particular look that some people are very fond of.
It's true. I'm not dissing on that.
No, it's okay. I'm not particularly into that look either, but this is sort of like a good mix. What I like about it is it's a good mix of like some of the twinkie types and some of the more like daddy bearish types.
Nice.
And you see that all in the same mix, and you see some chemistry that you wouldn't ordinarily get to see and you wouldn't expect.
That's fantastic.
So there's people fucking that you would never usually see fucking on film. It's not like
we
it's a sideshow thing.
We need more of that because it's so segmented. Not just in gay porn, but also in straight porn. It's like super segmented. Like all the types go with all the types.
Yeah.
It's just like totally boring.
So. Well, you know, I'm 38 now, and doing movies. Yeah, I started doing movies when I was 34.
He does not look 38.
He looks love you, Violet.
Delicious.
But I started doing movies when I was 34, and you know I'm at the point now where I'm sort of like this in between sort of young daddy-ish sort of phase. And
really, you think so?
Well, I mean, compared to like you know boys who are 18 years old starting to fuck on film before they even know who the hell they are.
Yeah, that's true.
So
how do you feel about that? Do you think that 18 is an okay age for people to start doing porn? Because that's under debate right now in some of the straight circles. Where people are like, I don't think they're old enough yet in their minds. You know,
I'd rather them be voting.
No shit, right?
And, you know,
like, what, 21% turnout in the United States? Woohoo!
Well, and 18-year-olds taste really good, generally. I don't know. I I like to work with people, you know, fucking on camera who are doing it because they really want to and it's exciting. And,
yeah.
You know, it's much more fun to do it with people who are doing it for the thrills rather than because they don't have another option.
Yeah, that's true. Which
so,
is...
you know, it's great that that porn can provide, you know, rent and a meal ticket to people who might not ordinarily know how to work other than that.
That's true. Do you think that that happens a lot in the United States?
Probably even more overseas now where there's no regulations whatsoever.
Thinking. Yeah. I mean, it just seems like the porn that I see coming from overseas, it's a lot hotter, it's a lot more raw, but it also seems like that's kind of like they're kind of desperate, you know.
If there's a sex slavery sort of thing that's not role play, it freaks me out.
Yeah, no doubt.
But if somebody's playing that they're really into it, like Cops Gone Bad,
yeah,
then like, I can really get into it. Well, I mean, you know, I got to have that experience, so
yeah, totally. But it seems like here, porn in the United States, in gay porn and in straight porn, it seems like it's not as easy to sort of break into it anymore. It seems like it's a slightly more desirable job these days.
There's much less stigma, and a lot of people are willing to do it without feeling like they're going to be like losing their jobs. They might actually get patted on the back by their boss, depending on what kind of industry they're working in other than porn.
That's true.
So I think a lot more people are doing porn just for the thrill of it. Like they might do like two or three movies just because they felt like it and it was a fantasy that they had. And, you know, people are looking good enough to be doing it when they're into their 40s, you know, in gay porn especially.
No doubt.
So, you know, having people just doing a movie here and there and not trying to make a porn career out of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's a certain amount of dispersion within the market now that, like, you know, anybody and everybody is willing to do porn.
Yeah.
And not really, you know, feeling weird about it. So it ends up being, you know, a lot less about the star system like it used to be.
Yeah, that's true. You know? That's true. It's interesting, too. I was thinking, like, you know, you're talking about, you know, 40-year-old guys doing porn. And I know that a lot of our straight listeners are probably hearing that and are completely cringing because the men in straight porn are just... They don't do it for me. Like, they're so unattractive. But I think we're pretty much talking about, like, the guys in gay porn, which, when in their 40s, are really fucking hot. And I really, really wish I knew why straight porn can't figure that out.
You know, there are a bunch of gonzo companies that I watch because I really like to watch straight fucking.
You do. You still do.
I still do.
Because you were totally into, like, double penetration and stuff last time I talked to you. And you know what? You did something to me.
What'd I do to you?
You made me like it too, because you know what, you told me about it and I was like,
about why I liked it.
Yeah. About how, you know, when the dicks accidentally touch and things like that. And I was like, oh my God, he's so right. Mm-hmm. Because that is so wrong. They're totally like, they want to be high fiving each other, but they're kind of high fiving each other with their dicks and their balls by accident. And
totally.
I was like, wow, that is so hot. And it actually really got me into more of the sort of, like, I don't know, not quite gangbang scenarios, but just scenarios where it's like multiple men.
Tag teaming.
Where their dicks are rubbing on each other and the girl, and they're like, yeah, we're straight, buddy, and you're like, no, I don't know, but it's hot.
Well, don't you think, especially if you've watched a lot of porn, that there has to be some element where it doesn't seem like it's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
something
totally.
Is not supposed to happen. It doesn't even matter if it's your problem.
Yeah.
It's like, if it's your issue that you shouldn't be fucking with this another guy in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter if that's not your issue. If you're watching a movie and you're perceiving that the two guys who are in this scene don't want to acknowledge that they're both fucking the same
person.
Woman,
yeah.
at the same time, or the same man at the same time,
mm-hmm.
then there's this extra little taboo thing that happens. And it's hard to come by taboos at this point because many people are so overexposed to anything sexual.
Yeah,
so when you can hook into those moments, it's like, oh God.
I know.
Okay, look at that. Oh my God, his balls just banged into his dick.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they didn't edit that out.
Yeah.
This must be from Europe.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's funny too because, and this might shock some of my listeners, is that I've watched a couple of Bukkake videos and I thought that I would be like really grossed out by it, but I was actually kind of turned on by it. And what turned me on about it, like, kind of freaked me out at first, but then I realized that it was because there were all these straight guys standing around jacking off together. And I was like, how hot is that?
And then supposedly it's about the woman being, you know, defiled or degraded or something.
No.
But if the woman looks like she's happy to be there, she is the center of the attention of how many men jerking off
exactly.
at the same time for her and cutting past their own boundaries.
Right, right.
About being in another room with another guy fucking around, you know?
Right, and she's not getting fucked. She's just sitting there going, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, with her big don't scratch your ears dog collar on.
Yeah, exactly. or please don't touch my dick fingernails. Just like, oh God, they're made of razor blades.
Please don't finger bang me. Please don't finger bang me.
Exactly. Ooh, crossing my legs right now.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, so tell me. Okay, you said that you're. So tell me about the porn that you're doing now, because I just want to hear you talk to me more about porn.
Well, the one I just did was the Mustang thing, and that was called Trapped, and there's a Trapped Part 1 and 2. I think I'm in Part 1. I don't remember exactly.
What is Trapped? Is it like trapped in a subway shaft or something like that?
Yeah,
or
something like that.
Trapped
it's all
under
the same,
a heavy object the size of a penis, or. I can't move. I'm trapped.
Oh, how how do I come back from that? All right.
What are you trapped in?
What happens is a bunch of guys in a warehouse and the power goes out and they're trapped.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
But you know, it's so fun.
Who could have thought of that?
Well, the thing that I love about it is this director who's like the exclusive director for all of the Mustang. Hang on. He's exclusive director for the Mustang line now, John Bruno. has been writing these little scripts for these that totally like acknowledge the porn cliche as they reenact them.
Awesome.
And so it's really funny, like, because I get to say lines like the big German bodybuilder who I did the scene with, it was a three-way, goes like, you know, oh, I can fix it. I'm like, what are you, a fucking asshole? You're gonna fry yourself. And then he gets fried and he passes out and his dick gets hard. I'm like, oh, it must be from the electricity making his dick all hard. That shock went straight to his cock, man.
Oh my God.
And like, yes. And then like he's passed out. And I'm like sucking his dick and making my coworker suck his dick.
Man.
And we're like riding his dick. And he wakes up. What the fuck are you doing? I'm like, does it feel good? Shut up and enjoy it.
No.
It's so fun.
I love it. That sounds like a great like party film, actually.
It was really fun. And there's only like little snippet scenes like that. So, you know, I get to have this little fun campy dialogue thing,
cool.
Which is actually really fun to reenact, even though if it's completely fake. It's,
totally.
You know, when you give yourself up to that moment, then the fucking comes more easily and you have a lot more fun.
That's true, because everyone's actually having fun rather than being there to do a job, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so this guy did the scene with Nick Mazzara. He was very hot. He was really fun. Big.
Cool.
Brown muscle ass. Oh,
wow.
Super tan. He's a big Greek guy. And
really?
Yeah, but he's raised in Germany, so he's got this twisted accent and these violet eyes. And
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, he was
Michael
really
is rubbing his nipples right now.
Oh, my God. I can't help it.
He actually is.
Jesus.
Hey, they can't.
I'm in the window. I'm rubbing my nipples.
And people are just walking by going about their business.
I was thinking on the way here, if you asked me, say, so Michael, what have you been up to lately? I was going to say, I've been working on my nipples a lot lately. That's what I've been doing. Just working on my nipples, and I like it.
Wow. Those are some nips you got.
I know, right? They're getting, I'm banging my head on
I
the
can
microphone.
I see
now.
Them. It's
I know,
amazing.
Right through my shirt. When I was young, I always wanted to have those big droopy nipples that daddies get.
Really?
They're finally growing. Now people in the window are like looking at my nipples like, oh shit, you nipples.
That's okay. Mine are still bigger than yours.
Well, I hope so. Mine aren't for feeding.
Neither are mine. Thank you very much.
Give it time, mama.
For a different
Give
kind of feeding, motherfucker. You better watch
your love bags.
I call them fun bags. Okay.
Right.
So what else are you doing with porn? Let's see. You told...
Well, I've been gripping a lot for Mustang 2.
Gripping. What does that mean when you grip for a porn?
Grip is generally pass the lube, hang the lights, and push that heavy thing over to that side of the room.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're like a grunt. You're like, you're lube boy. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but you know, what
you
happens
with...
You have
a big L on your chest? Lube boy.
No, I don't need a name tag, but I end up being...
they know who I am.
I seem to end up being the fluffer a lot of the time.
You do for real?
Yeah, well, it's not, you know, it's never part of the job description, and it's certainly frowned upon to, like, make anybody, you know, fluffer dependent in
really?
Porn films, because, you know, it's their job to show up and do that, but it's just so much more fun when the set is completely sexualized, and it's not like anybody's got any real split between who's the crew and who's the cast. And
does that happen often?
It doesn't happen all the time. It depends on the company.
Yeah.
It depends on the company. But it's been happening more in certain situations I've been in because...
Because it's you?
I think it's because it's me.
Because you come to work with your knee pads on?
Yeah, if I have to. If I have to.
Gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And you make minimum wage? Plus tips.
I don't get tips. I get perks.
Oh, is that what they call them these days?
Yeah. So, and the fun part is not letting anyone know who I'm fluffing because I think it'll help us get home earlier.
Really?
And who I'm fluffing because, oh my God, I would pay for that one.
Oh, really? So you've got everyone confused as to whether it's like a social favor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I always say fluffing is not an actual job. It's a work. It's an act of friendship.
You have a philosophy about fluffing.
Well, you know, girl, I'm a Virgo, honey. We have to make everything into a formula. Eventually,
true.
We figure out how it works. Then we want to make a bumper sticker out of it. You know, did I tell you I told you my other one last time, didn't I?
Which one?
You know, if you're bottoming for porn, you know, my bumper sticker for that is eat beige.
What does that mean?
Eat beige for at least a day and a half before you're bottoming for a porno.
Stop
because
it.
You want to make sure that you don't end up with a Caesar salad out in the screen.
Oh, no. Oh, Michael. Michael, you are so
eat
fired.
Beige.
No, we're going to rewind for a minute.
Why? People need to know this stuff.
I want to hear more about fluffing.
What do you want to hear?
What was your last fluffing experience?
Well, I can't give specifics because it'll get people in trouble probably. But specifics of
is
what movie it was.
Is frowned upon in the business?
Well, you know, I mean,
because in straight porn they're like, we don't do it. It never happens. But you know, it does.
Well, so, I mean, sometimes it's got to happen. I was working on a scene on a shoot that had a five way, and there was this really, really hot, dramatic presence of this guy who had a leather mask on, and I never got to see who he was. He was working...
Really? And you were working on the production, you didn't get to see who he was.
He was working incognito. Only the casting director and the director of production and the actual director of the shoot
did it. Do you think
it
was like a straight star?
He has a life that can't overlap.
A public life?
He has a public life that can't overlap.
Wow! That's so exciting.
And very hot, you know, in its own demented way, it's really hot. I mean, it was kind of disconcerting, but also really hot once I saw him, you know, with his, you know, big fat wiener hanging out and his big muscle ass and all that. It was really, really fine. So anyway, I ended up having to finger bang him in front of everybody, and well, he started yelling, "Oh my god, it's so good, it's so good. This guy really knows what he's doing. Oh my god, you won't believe what he's doing in the inside of me. Oh my god."
Really?
So then everybody got hard and all the cum shots came at once and it was great.
And then you went to the time clock and you were done.
Yeah, there's no time clock. There's no minimum wage.
Oh.
It's not hourly. They say you're here for the day. This is what you get paid. And if you do something fun or extra, then we give you an extra check.
Oh, no.
They'll give me a bonus. They'll give me a bonus that doesn't include finger banging one of the models.
Oh, that's too bad because I was going to apply for a job there.
Well, you know, it's always worth putting the application in, isn't it? You never quite know.
Well, I
talk to Mr. Pam.
Okay.
That's a shout out, girl.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay. I've been told that I need to start wrapping it up. But
no way. That was so fast.
It was way too fast. I want to have you on the show again. I actually want to also talk to you about doing a regular show with me.
I think we should do a show together.
I think it would be so much fun.
It would be super fun.
Before we go, you told me a really, really funny story. The woman who had the show on before us is named Dee Dee, and she has a cable access show on. And when we were waiting to go on today, you were like, oh my god, she looks familiar, oh my god, she looks familiar. And then you told me why she looks familiar. Please tell the world how you know this woman.
Well, about 3 years ago, there was a contest at the Castro Theater. John Waters was present, and they'd showed Female Trouble, maybe? Or Desperate Living? The movie that has Divine in the Cha-Cha Heels scene. So they had a Miss Cha-Cha Heels contest, so a bunch of us were sort of ringers, you know, put in this contest just to, you know, have a little Miss Cha-Cha. You'll do something retarded that'll look like you were in a John Waters movie. So I just decided this was my audition. So I showed up.
For John Waters.
Yeah, my audition for John Waters. So, cool. And at the Castro Theater with like over 1,000 people live in front of an audience, I took off all my clothes in the front row before they called my name, and I went up on stage wearing red high heels and a Santa Claus hat. And I
nothing but red high heels?
Nothing but red high heels and a Santa Claus hat. Oh, and big dork Elvis Costello glasses, because
oh,
I thought that was a nice
God,
effect naked.
Oh my God, that is so cute.
With my dick tucked between my legs, and I went up on stage with my nuts and bolts hanging out the back while I went up the stage stairs.
Oh my god,
with a
red
spotlight
high heels?
On my back and red high heels. And I went on stage and I had told Heclina, who was hosting. She's like, what are you here to do? And I said, and I pretended I was in a John Waters movie already, and I've watched so many of them so many times. So I was totally in character. I was like, Heclina, I tell you, there's nothing I like better during the holidays than tucking my dick between my legs, putting on a pair of red high-heeled lady shoes and a Santa Claus hat, and jumping rope while singing, Oh Come All Ye Faithful in Latin.
No!
And then I went on and on in character. And then I did it. And I jumped rope with my dick tucked between my legs and sang the whole thing. Adeste fidelis, lady triumphantes, venite, venite in Bethlehem. With jumping rope.
Clop, clop, clop.
And skipping rope to the beat of the jump rope.
Oh, my God.
I mean, singing to the beat of the jump rope. It was too, and so anyway, of course, it won. And
she really?
And I got to hang out with John Waters. And it was really fun.
Oh, cool.
And Dee Dee was the judge.
Oh, okay.
Along with, oh, God. God, assemblyman. Who's the assemblyman and a comedian?
Oh, is it?
I mean,
Leno?
That's councilman. Oh, not the other one.
Amiano.
Yeah, Tom Amiano was there. And Tom Amiano, when it was his turn to say what he thought of my act, he said, "You are a cunt."
Oh my God.
That was all he would say to me.
Oh my God.
He said, "You are a cunt."
Oh my God. And people, that is the most perfect impression of him.
I didn't even know I could do it.
Ever seen. Oh my
God. So Dee Dee went crazy. She was so much fun. And then she put me on the show and I was in 3 newspapers for doing the stupidest thing I've ever done in public.
Wow.
Which made me very happy for months.
Absolutely.
Violet, it's been so good to see you again.
I know, likewise. And is there anything that you want to mention before we go away? MichaelSoldier.com, PepperSprayBand.com, and the new movie that's coming out is... is?
The Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror.
Wow. Does it have a URL? Does it have a website?
Modine Productions.
Okay. I'll find
And Gay Bed and Breakfast of Terror.com will be coming out. If it's not already out this week, it'll be out any minute.
Cool. That's awesome. Thank you so, so much, Michael. And I also want to thank NPR, Neighborhood Public Radio, conceptualart.org/NPR, where people can go and find out more about this fabulous underground production that's going on here in San Francisco. And also, if anyone wants to find out anything about me, you can visit my site, tinynibbles.com. Thank you very much for listening to Open Source Sex.